This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Today marks the last sprint to their holiday vacations for our state legislators, who are, by the way, just back from 2 weeks of hunting and eating Thanksgiving turkey. But as of today, they have 9 session days left before heading home for the holidays on December 17th. So it's a good time to review who's been most effective at getting bills passed and what we might see come out of the final few sessions before we say goodbye to 2015. For that, we say hello to Detroit Free Press Lansing Bureau reporter Kathy Gray. And Kathy, when we think of the main issues before our legislators in these last few days, I've got to imagine Governor Snyder sure would like to get some action on his plans to deal with that debt with the Detroit Public Schools.
He would, but I just ended up talking with Senator Jeff Hansen, who is kind of leading the charge in the Senate, and he said that there's not going to be action taken this year. They may introduce bills by the end of the week, maybe next week, but they've got 3 weeks left and maybe only two, so there's just not enough time to finish it up.
What other big bills are hanging out there since Governor Snyder's not going to get the present under his tree that he hoped for?
Well, there's a big energy reform package that will change the way electricity is handled in Michigan. And that's a big issue for the state, but also that is not going to get done this year. There's a package in the House that's ready to be voted on. The House will probably vote on it before the end of the year, but it's not going to get through the Senate before the end of the year either. So those are the two big ones that are out there, and they're not going to get done this year.
Well, we saw that with roads. It doesn't happen quickly. Unless it's some kind of something like straight ticket voting that they want to take quick action on.
You know what? They might. And that's one that they're going to get a lot of Republican support for, although there are a lot of clerks who are adamantly opposed to this because it's going to make their job much more difficult. So I don't know if there will be legislators who might take those concerns into account, too, before taking that up before the end of the year. It may be a year that ends with a big fizzle rather than a bang.
Kathy, you had a piece in Sunday's Free Press that reviewed just who has been most able to get bills passed. And first off, you tell us that 202 bills at this point have been passed and signed into law this year. How does this compare with previous years?
I mean, it's only 1 year, so previous sessions have had many more. This year it's been 202, and actually it's a few more because Governor Snyder signed a few bills into law yesterday. So it might be up to like 206 or 208 or something like that. And State Representative Al Pasholka from Stevensville, Michigan, which is kind of on the west side of the state, is the one who's gotten the most bills passed this year. He has introduced 51, but he's gotten 14 passed. He's the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, and it's in his role as that has gotten him as many bills as he's gotten because he sponsors all of the budget bills.
That does help. And it is interesting to read in your story that the most successful Democrat is the one who's most on the outs with his own party.
That's right. It's State Representative Harvey Santana. Has been kicked out of the Democratic caucus because, you know, he has a very good working relationship with the Republicans. And sometimes that has worked towards his benefit in getting bills passed, but it has certainly put him at odds with his Democratic caucus because they won't let him in for discussions.
So of those over 200 bills, Kathy, that have been passed and signed into law this year, let's just say virtually none were sponsored by Democrats. I think fewer than 25 of them, right?
Right. It's the Democrats are at a severe disadvantage because they're in the minority in both the House and the Senate. So very few of their bills. There are many times when their bills don't even get hearings. But on the Republican side, too, there are many bills that don't get hearings either. The bills that are very, very conservative and the bills that are very, very liberal just kind of languish. They don't get much hearing at all.
Giving us kind of a year-end snapshot of the status quo in the state legislature from Detroit Free Press Lansing Bureau reporter Kathy Gray. As always, thanks so much, Kathy.
Thank you, Cindy.